Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a gainiac, gainiac, check my jaws. My clothes so much fresher than before. Yeah, yeah. I'm a gainiac, gainiac, check my jaws. It's a freshness like I've never smelled before.
Give Gain Flings with Oxy and Febreze a try instead of your regular liquid detergent. You'll be a gainiac too.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Before we start our show, of course, I want to say this before Honey Bach Poon comes on here. And I also have Jerry Petito with me right now. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Now, first of all, before we start the show with Honey Bach Poon, we want to give thanks and honor to the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Voters Committee for voting in our brother, Mr. Terrence Shrimp, as, you know, Hall of Famer elect for the class of 2022. We're not going to stay too long, but Jerry, quick thoughts before we go into Honey Bach Poon's show.
Okay, so I just want to say that I'm honored to be on the same network as Terrace, and he deserves this as much as anyone has. I love you, Terrace. You are so worthy of it, man, and you know I'm rooting for you.
Wow. Wow, what a way to start the show with the tone of voice of one of the best that ever did it. International Hall of Fame, Jerry Petito, and Lifetime Achiever. Wow. Hard to see how this night's going to go. And I second that emotion. You know, peace and abundant divine blessings to my brother, Terrence Strength, who put in a lot of work, man. And like I say, all of us terrestrial, celestial beings, may we show you the respect and honor that you're due. It was well earned. Okay, having said that, you're now listening to the tone of voice of the Master Sound Therapist, Master Sound Healer, and the Grand Architect of the Universe. Here tonight with another advancement. You already know how we feel and how we do, right? I want everybody to take time to call in to 516-453-9133, and you press 1 to interact with me. And this is a very, very heartfelt subject, y'all, because if you really, really look at it, we're coming down towards the end of 2022. We don't need to bring
All right, hold on. All right, honey, you're fading with the mic. Since, I don't know what you have to do, but I'll try to get closer to the mic or see how you do. Check one, check two. Are you there? Okay. So Hooney's had a little problem with his microphone. But, yeah, this is the type of topic, man, that's deep. And I guess they don't want him to start speaking. And that's okay, because this is something that we do here at WBNN. We get it in when we fit in. So we're going to do it again. Check one, check two. Hooney Bakatoon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
All right. Don't even worry about it. Go ahead and continue. Go ahead. Go.
Okay, right. Now, tonight's advancement, I'm speaking about critical race theory. And I want to dedicate tonight's show to four beautiful and brilliant young ladies that I met about 3 weeks ago. And young ladies, if y'all are listening tonight, like I said, I put that invitation to y'all that same night. You're more than welcome to come on to this forum. I am duly prepared to do what I do and what I have been doing for 37 years to continue to do, so as long as I'm here until my time is up. Critical race theory. For some reason, after all of these years in the public schools, the education system, Hall of Fame nominees always state, the education system, it's really at the root of the problems that we are dealing with when we're dealing with racism, when we're dealing with self-hatred, when we're dealing with things that have opened the door for us to be disrespected, for us to be slaughtered, for us to be looked at. And when I say us, I'm mainly talking about the melanated people, be it African-American, Native American, Asians, all the things in which we are called on this planet. The education system starts off by teaching one of the greatest lies that's ever told. Now, listen to me closely. The way that the education system teach, right, is that those of us that was captured and brought into this country, first of all, that's the first lie. Because as Native Americans who was originally people from West Africa and migrated from various parts of the continent, the mother continent, right? Why is it called the mother continent?
All right. I don't know what's going on with Brother Hooney Bakatoon's mic tonight, maybe because this show is getting a little deep. I don't know, but of course we're going to try to do a little something here, and we're going to play a little track as he gets himself together, and here he goes, y'all.
Thank you. You know, I'm back. Hall of Fame four times, I tell you. The evil ones, they really, really don't want this subject spoke about. That's why, and it's one of the main reasons why they don't even want it passed. Because let me start back over, okay? I dedicate this to the four young sisters that I met at TSU, okay? I invited all of y'all and a host of other people to come on who's really, really concerned about this issue. And like I say, you're more than welcome. I'm going to open up the lines in a little bit. But what I want you to do, I want you to ponder on that question about critical race theory. Why is it necessary now? After all of these years of how all of us, in regards to whatever race or nationality that you are, or whatever people that you descended from, out of teaching us how that some people who are African descent or Native Americans, whatever, why is it necessary to teach these people and yourselves and the rest of the world that they was conquered into servitude and being made to feel that we are inferior? Something's very, very wrong with this. Something's very, very wrong with this, okay? Now, what I want all of us who are concerned is to take time to not only call in and voice your opinion on what I'm speaking about tonight, the critical race theory. What I want all of us is to get all of our family members together, especially the children. Like I said before, we don't need to bring another calendar year of everybody being placed in a state of ignorance. It's time for us to let those theories, because that's exactly what it was, somebody else's thoughts, somebody else's opinion about us, and they're not even qualified. The best of us to speak on behalf of ourselves. And it's also going to take people that's fair. You understand? I'm not talking about the people who want to hold up and keep pushing this white power. You understand? I'm talking about real good people who know that the African Americans, Native Americans, and many other people have been placed into a vacuum of ignorance for far too long. Okay? So Hall of Fame four times, if you will, take us to another break, sir. Thank you. We'll be right back. Well, all right. Welcome back. We will aware you. We already have a caller in queue, so let's open up Joint Adventures a lot earlier tonight. All right, caller number one in queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, honey, it's Jerry, sweetie. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Jerry? How you doing?
I'm good, darling. How are you?
Well, I'm doing my best. You know, just doing what I'm called to do, Jerry. And, you know, this subject here, I already knew that I was going to face certain challenges. You know, not necessarily coming from me, because like I said, I was really prepared to do what I'm, you know, what I have been doing for 37 years and counting. But anyway, how you feel about tonight's advancement or subject, critical race theory? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, you know how I feel. I mean, my daughter-in-law is African-American. My granddaughter's half African-American. You know how I feel. I mean, and I, again, you know, I've shared this. You know, I grew up not even knowing there was such a thing as racism with my family, thank God. My dad from Italy and all. In New York, I mean, we all lived on the same block. None of us ever even knew that. It was when I moved to New Jersey in seventh grade is when I realized there were some problems. It was very different here. So, you know, I love everything that you do to bring awareness to everything for people that are not aware. Because some people still are not aware.
Right, right. And that's what I love and appreciate, you know, everything that you are. And, you know, Jerry, we came up during the best of times. I'm going to be honest with you. I just turned, you know, 55 on one hand and 22 on the other.
There you go.
At least that's what the mirror said. Look, my birth certificate says 55, but the mirror says 22. All right. But during that era, we came up during an era where even in the cultures and even in the music, you know, we was just able to vibe and have a profound respect for ourselves and each other. When I look at now, 30 to 40 years later, I'm looking at a change in the music thanks to, you know, the media, mass media has really furthered the hypnotic spell of brainwashing when you really, really look at it, you know, and it's really, really disheartening. And, what's our ultimate slap in the face after all of these years, my question is, why don't they want that talk? And what could they possibly be afraid of? Because we know, not you, Jerry, I know you are proud of Italian heritage, right? And there's nothing wrong with it. Everyone should be proud of where they come from, okay? And to me, you know, Magic Man don't have any issue about that because I'm a proud third generation from the land of Nuba, right? But my main thing is when you teach our people that they don't come from anything other than a slave, and all you ever been was a slave, and all you ever be was a slave. And look at Hollywood now. They keep pushing these slave movies, right? And on one hand, right, they try to say, forget about slavery and all the things that took place. And on the other hand, they want to keep going. So who is that for? It's not for, it's what to me, this is what my high mind tells me, it's not put out there for us to be able to have pride and self-respect in ourselves and each other, but to keep us feeling inferior, you understand, to the white power structure. That's my honest opinion on it.
I understand.
You know?
No, but I understand. I understand where you're coming from, and I can't disagree with that, and that's what's heartbreaking for me. You know, I mean, I just, again, you know, I thank God every day for my family, because they taught me, and I'm not even kidding you, Huni, listen, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. My dad would bring his coworkers home. They were black, they were gay, and I'm not kidding you, okay? My friends, my best friends were, one of my best friends who's gone now was a 250-pound black young man, and my parents loved David. So, you know, when I listen to you and the things that you talk about, it just hurts my heart.
I think you heard Honey Barker Poole's heart so much he fall out in the spirit tonight. Look at
that's
that.
That's right. Fall out in the spirit.
You know, Jerry, look, I'm here. I'm just, you know, I know you, and I'm glad I had the honor to be able to meet you in person. So I know that the personality, the things that you speak about on the radio, the things that you just shared with our attentive listening audience tonight, I know that it's because I took the time to get to know you and to travel there to be able to meet you there in person. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I appreciate all that you do. But stick around. It's going to get greater, okay? Look, we're going to take a break.
You.
And everybody who's listening now, get involved, y'all. You know, and I keep saying this. It's great to be able to have knowledge of yourself and where you come from. And loving yourself don't mean that you have to hate other people because they're different, y'all. On that note, Hall of Fame four times. Take us to a break, sir. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. Man, tonight I know that the Magic Man is coming hard with, you know, one of the most avoided subjects, which is critical race theory. So we have another caller in queue. Caller number two in queue, state your name, where you're calling from.
Peace and blessings, Brother Hooney.
My mother, sister is in it, the building. All right. I already told you what happened the last time you came on. But anyway, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine, and I'm so glad that you're doing this subject. You know, for me, they want to teach us about who they are, but they don't want us to know who we are. And I feel like this. They don't want the children to know what their ancestors did. All the criminal acts that they did, they should know that in order for them to make a change. But if you do not teach that history of yourselves, you cannot make a change, and the children will not be able to make a change. If you
know what, Mother,
tell,
the best.
Huh?
No, go ahead. I want you to finish, but I want you to really think about something, okay? But go ahead.
Yes.
I don't want to stop your flow.
Yes, because the criminal acts that have been done in the past, they need to know what they did, what their ancestors did, and that we were not all slaves. That's what I like about this subject here. And, you know they discontinued 1,500 books in the United States. But they can bring in the LGBTQ book and make it mandatory for the children. You rather teach them about sex rather than teach them about the truth about their story and our story. That's what I have to say.
Wow. First of all, I love you. You already know how I feel about you. And what you said is, you know, unfiltered, unadulterated, pure, divine facts. And thank you so much for coming up there. Look, before you go, I want you to ponder about something. On one hand, they teach all of this stuff in the education system, right? How Africans was captured and, you know, we was taken as slaves. They constantly push these stories through Hollywood, like Will Smith is going to put out another slave movie. Mother, Sister, Bessie.
Yeah.
Think about this now. Roots, I think, aired somewhere between late 70s, right?
Yes.
And now we're in 2-0 double deuce. That's 52 years or more, right?
Yes.
So on one hand, on one hand, they want to keep pushing this, right? And on the other hand, they say African-Americans, y'all just forget all about slavery. You know, y'all don't need to be talking about that stuff like that. And my question is, how can we forget something that's constantly in our faces, you know, with the museums, you know, former plantations that they build up, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, on one hand, they tell us to forget, but on the other hand, they keep, you know, making sure that we never forget on the other hand. Which one do they want?
That's right. Well, I'm one person I will never forget, and I'm going to throw it up in their face as long as I'm alive.
I know that's right. And look, and that's why you are Hall of Fame nominated, because you punch harder than the average person. Look, before you go, I want the We Will Aware You listening audience to know how they can be supportive of you, okay?
Yes. Brother Hooney, I got one more thing to say. I'm sorry about that. But I came across a young sister on YouTube talking about brothers that have created a group and they are against black women. And what she stated was, these group of men have stated that they're going to delete black women. In other words, they're going to kill black women. These are coming from brothers. So I wanted to know, what do you think about this? Because we have been seeing where men have been killing their wives, their girlfriends. I ran across one thing where a brother poured boiling hot water down his child's throat. So this what they're beginning to do is something really bad. I would like your opinion on that. I know you have noticed a lot of black women have been dying almost every other day by their own men. So can you give me your opinion on that?
Yes, I can, Mother Sister Bessie. And what's so unique about it, I just completed a three-part series, and I was doing my best to expose the soulless incarnated bastards that was here before the foundation of the world. And for some reason, it either went past most people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is, this is not just an opinion, trust me. And I ended that, go back and listen to it, everybody. I ended that series by saying that we was at war, and I said it correctly. We was at war with these soulless black bastards before the foundation of the world, because I was one of them. You understand?
Yeah.
We've been fighting a war with them before the beginning of the so-called beginning here on planet Earth. That might sound like a fiction to you, But this ain't nothing new that I'm saying. I'm hitting harder now because, like I say, this is my ninth and final anyway. Now, far as those so-called black men, right, trust me,
mm-hmm.
from this world into the next, we'll be whipping your ass. Not everybody's not qualified to do this. I have been duly prepared and qualified to do this. You got hell on your hands, trust me, when it comes to one of
mm-hmm.
ours. You understand? And I'm talking about
yeah.
no nonsense, none of that. No excuses, unapologetic, whatever. You understand? And whether you love, like, or hate me, these people have got to be dealt with.
Yeah.
You understand? And young sisters out there, if y'all are concerned, stop laying down and opening your legs and allowing these evil black bastards to duplicate themselves. Matter of
mm-hmm.
fact, you know, I'm going to show you the state of ignorance, Mother Sister Bessie, before we take another break.
Okay.
That shows and proves if they destroy the black woman in which they came from, they're going to destroy themselves in the process. Ain't no escape from it. And I always say a shout out to Ava Holly. You understand? The universal law, unlike man and mankind's law, when it comes to universal law, this is nonstop. And trust me, I know I'm one of the best ones that ever did it. You understand? You are not going to escape. Mm-hmm. You might get away with it right here, the way these laws are constructed, right? But when I vacate the body, I said it correctly. When I vacate the body, you're dealing with a whole nother different character, y'all. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about your religion. I'm not worried about being judged. And trust me, you know, some of y'all ain't ready for that. This is your last chance to make those corrections now. Otherwise, you got hell on your hands.
Yes. Yes. All right. Thank you, Brother Hooney. I'm loving it. I'm going to continue to listen. My show will be November the 11th, The Front Porch by Sister Bessie. Love you, brother.
Love you, too, and thank you so much. All right, Hall of Fame four times. It's getting hot in here, sir. Can you put something on to kind of cool Magic Man down a little bit? I'm telling you, really, really bringing it. Thank you so much. Welcome back, attentive listening audience. You know, like I say, tonight we're speaking about critical race theory. What are they trying to hide? All right, we have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
I call you live. There you go. All right.
Okay. Hey, Brother Ngozi. Hey, Brother Mooney. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Uh-oh.
Wait a minute. Who is this?
This is Sonya Griffin.
Oh, my God. Hold on. You got a legend on this line right now. The name of our new host of the year award is named after this woman. The only person has ever had 7 consecutive all-time connection records as a rookie, for real. Not the other person, because the other person had a show. You know that Sonya did get a chance to talk to the other person. And the other person is Gina Storm. This is the undisputed champion. Are you kidding me, Sonya Griffin? Do me a favor, Sonya. When you start your show, tell everybody who you were. Say it like you used to do back on your show.
Hi, I'm Sonya Griffin.
I'm going, y'all. I'm going.
And this is the Sonya Griffin show.
Yes, it is. It has been taken over. It has been taken over. The brilliant and beautiful daughter of the Most High has entered the building. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. All praises. I'm doing good.
Wow.
Ooh, this topic
is
so right for this time right now we're going through.
You know, to be real, I know you and I have been talking, you know, or pretty much typing off the book.
Yeah.
Okay? And that's why, I do my best to put myself out there, and I have for 37 years. And I haven't met too many people that have the soul and the spirit and the brilliance that you have. You get what I'm saying? And I know, and I'm going to say this on air because I don't give a damn if they like it or not. You know, the evil ones did their best to keep us from being connected. You understand? It's because you was being raised to a level, even though you was traveling a particular faith at that particular time. You know, and I could say these blockers, and they do incarnate in the form of so-called black men like Mother Sister Bessie have posed that question to me. They show up as your so-called religious leaders, y'all. They are the main ones that's been used as a tool to miseducate and further enhance the spell of our people. But they look at me and they criticize me because, like I say, unlike them, I was raised to do what I'm doing as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew. That's why people, when they look at me, it puts people in a state of confusion because they don't know how I'm going to show up. Am I going to show up as a Riboni? Will I show up as a preacher? I might show up as a stand-up comedian. You understand what I'm saying? Or a disco singer. Ain't no telling how Magic Man is going to show up, but one thing I guarantee you, I'm going to show up. I'm just not going to announce how, where, or when. Anyway, thank you so much for being a blessing tonight and coming on tonight's subject. Anything you want to add on to the build of the critical race theory?
Yeah, it's really ridiculous that they think they shouldn't teach it in schools. It's like they think our children are so dumb that we're going to blame our classmates for things that happened years and years and years ago before they even was a thought. You know, it's like they are afraid that if they teach it, that we're going to, like, turn on them and just, like, oh, let's all just, you know, let's go crazy on, you know, everybody that's their color. No, because everybody's different. And that stuff is not going on really in your face every day, you know, by the people that you live and walk with through life. Nobody's on that kind of time. We're just trying to rise our people up so that they know that they've been lied to for so many years. Like, Huni, I'm a little, you know, off, okay? So I'm all over the place with my spirituality. I want to know who did, you know, the black people follow before they started following Christ.
I want to dig all the way down, you know. This is such a lie. I remember when I was a young girl, and in Maryland, because I'm from Baltimore, Maryland, and in Maryland, we had a lot of different races together, and we had a lot of beautiful African brothers and sisters that would be in a certain area of Baltimore, and they were like some of my favorite people because I like love their food. Okay, I was a big girl. I still am a big girl. You know what I'm saying? And I used to hang with them, and I love their personalities. And I really thought I was, you know, one of them. I thought that they were my lost family, you know. And so I used to hang with them and stuff, and they used to look at me and they'd say, "Sister, do you know who you are? You still don't know who you are." And they would laugh, some of them. And I was thinking, I was like, why would they laugh? And as I got older, I started talking, having more conversations like about slavery. And have you guys ever heard the story about how we all got snatched from you guys and brought over here? And they would all tell me no. And they would laugh. I said, they never said don't go near that river because, you know, the white man's going to get you and take you to America. Nobody told you that story? And they were like, no. And I was like, I'm confused. What about Alex Haley and Roots and what? And they would laugh. Okay.
Hold on, Sonya. I got to go there with you, right? Sonya, I got to go there with you. First of all, in the story of Roots, if you read the book, the man warned them there in Jufare. You know what I mean? Shout out to my man Josiah Williams, who played that part. He passed away. And you might know him in Harlem Nights, you know, but whatever. But, he said, the Tubab is here. He warned them, don't go into the woods without someone with you. Make sure you have a partner.
So
you know,
there
Kunta
is
Kinte,
a story.
Yes, Kunta Kinte was disobedient, you know, because of ego. You know, his grandma, and sometimes if you have the wrong woman in your life, that's what's happening in these streets, is murder and violence. If you have the wrong woman in your life, it's going to cause havoc, right? What you going to do for your brother's birthday is coming up? He said, I know, Nana. Well, what you going to do? I mean, you going to give him a present? You going to come back to the village, you know, unprepared? So he got into Kunta's, she got into Kunta's ego, and he just became a man. So he said, you know what? I'm going to go out in the woods and build my, you know, get the wood and build my brother a drum. Being disobedient to his mother and father and to the griot that told him, do not go in the woods by himself. He was captured and brought to, you know, Annapolis, Maryland, in Spotsylvania County, Virginia, where he slaved the rest of his life. How about that? But I got to say this right now. I'm going to bring a young man on real quick, and then he's going to come back on after our track to talk to Huni Bakatun. This young man... has hit criteria for a new host this year. And, you know, it hasn't been announced. It won't be announced until November 1st, of course, how we do with the new host of the year. But this young man has hit the criteria to garner your name in award for the WBNN new host of the year. And I just want him to talk to you real quick because this is history in the making right now. Clever one, the person who hit criteria for new host, you're talking to the woman with the award is named after.
Hello.
Yeah. I'm on here.
Hey.
Yeah, you are. You're talking to Sonya Griffin, sir. You're talking to Sonya Griffin.
Sonya Griffin. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Yes, check this out. But this, let me introduce myself to you. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. Where's Mike Schmidt over the gate on your baby father if you transgress him? Shout out to the big mamas. So how you doing tonight? Because I heard a lot about you, and it's an honor to speak to you right now. You know what I'm saying? And you're doing a wonderful job checking in. And, you know, you paved the way for a lot of us. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the divas out here paving the way. You know what I'm saying? Living the life like it's golden out here. You know what I'm saying?
Sorry,
so humble. So you're so humble. And then, Clever, put you back on ice for a second. Go ahead, real quick.
Check this out, one last thing, you know what I'm saying? Yo, we going to be caveman cuisining, you know what I'm saying, with luxurious dinner plates and delicacies, you know what I'm saying? So I want everyone to taste these things, you know what I mean, when they come to Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying? You know, shout out to all the Dallas Cowboys fans that got tackled on Broad Street. Check your satellites.
He'll be back. He'll be back, Sonia. And I want to say this before we, you know, wrap up with Sonia, because this is historic. You guys will understand this woman here is history in the making, not past history in 2017. This young lady is the only host in the history of our network to win new host of the year and host of the year. The great Sonia Griffin. And now back to Huni and final thoughts with Sonia.
Oh, wow.
Thank you so much.
Don't go nowhere. It's going to be a long, long night. Okay, we're going to do this all night. Look, I want to do something very special for you, but I'm going to make you wait. Okay, I want to make you wait. We got a track coming up by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, a lifetime achiever, Honeybee. Hey, what you got for us?
My loving wife, so we can always be together. Any man would be proud to know. Kind of woman have a man bragging everywhere he goes.
Welcome back, attentive listening audience. I always said from the start of my career, even tonight, and this is a high example on why it's important to tune in live. The archives is good, but for a legend, a living legend amongst us who put in some serious work and one of the best tone of voices to ever grace a radio, podcasting, broadcasting, or whatever, has made another appearance here tonight, y'all. I mean, right now, I'm about ready to go into another thing, but Sonya Griffin, hold on for a minute. We got another caller in queue. So caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from.
Can you hear me?
Miss calling queue?
Tony?
I can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with this phone. This is Angela. I'm calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. How are you tonight?
What's going on? I'm doing excellent. I know you are. Hey, congratulations. Congratulations on last night's championship.
Thank you. I'm enjoying this. Hey, Miss Sonya Griffin.
I don't know if you had to go or not. I'm not sure.
Can you hear me?
Well, I can hear you. I don't know if she's still on or not. But what are your feelings on the critical race theory?
I just come off a podcast talking about, we was talking about the role of the black church. So I'm on mute right now. I'm just on mute with a lot of stuff right now. I'm just sitting on mute listening to.
And Sonya is on to talk to you. There's Sonya.
Yeah. Hey. Hi, darling. How are you? It's nice to talk to you.
Hi.
Hi.
And
I'm in South Carolina, too.
Oh. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Maybe we should connect after the call because maybe I should meet you. Oh, my God.
Oh,
that's amazing.
Oh my God.
Tony. Oh, this is amazing. I'm enjoying this.
I cannot believe that Sonya, big bad Ansel Thomas Smith is like a child right now on the phone with the legendary Sonya Griffin. Boy, I can't wait to get her later.
Hey, ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth? I sound like the line from the Wizard of Oz.
Oh my God. This is amazing. Thank you. I tell you what you have done for this network and paved the way for so many of us. I tell you, it's just amazing. So thank you. And then you here in South Carolina, that's just, even that just made my day. That made my year.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know what's crazy? Sonya, I got to say this with Angie on the line. Sonya remembers, you know, the great Anna Waddell and Edward Burks. How about that, Sonya?
Oh,
you were around
God.
With the Soul Twins.
Yes, my baby.
Let's talk about that right now because
yes.
We're talking about someone who passed away on us. No Be Replaced. The overall host of the year is named after Anna Waddell. Where all the, you know, the folks vote. So it was part of that voting process in 17. And now we have, and I'm so proud to have two outstanding broadcasters that happen to be female. You know, when it comes down to the top of the top, when you're a new host, you shoot for the Soviet. We call it the Griffin, right? And then overall, we call it the Waddell. And Angie, before you start talking, you're talking to a lady, the only host in our illustrious dynasty, our storied history, to win the new host of the year and the host of the year. How do you feel about that, Angie?
Look, I'm just speechless. Like, I thank you. I'm on the air with you. So, like, you just paved the way for so many of us, and just for us to have this opportunity and to have something to strive for. It's just amazing. So, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. Oh, so sweet. Thank you.
And brother, thank you
for
allowing us this opportunity. I can't thank you enough. Like I've been doing live all day. thanking you and just, you know, I appreciate this opportunity because y'all stepped out on faith and y'all believe. Y'all opened the door for so many people that thought that they didn't have a voice or a place to allow their voice to speak. And you allow that. And for 18 million, over 18 million people to tune in to listen to something that any of us have to say, it just speaks volume. And I just thank you so much for what you do. And thank you for leading the way for us.
Well, let's look at your soul, yeah. Yeah, this is becoming a forum, right, Honey? It's your fault. You know, I mean, you're older than me, so it's all your fault. My point is that to Sonia, right, Sonia was here when I reacquired Beverly Nation. Remember that, Sonia, with all the hatred? You know what I mean? Former host used to be on the network and would say that he would not come back and he would not reacquire this outstanding dynasty. 2017 was a glorious year. We were on Talk Shoe Radio at that time, Angie, you know that. And we did two shows a night. Right, Sonia? Two shows a night. Okay? And people thought I was crazy.
He wore us out.
You know, all you guys that just do one show a month, you know what I mean? Y'all need to just be, you know, get on your pillow and rest at night for sure, because everyone knows that. How can you, remember Sonia would say, how can you work for that guy? He's a hard taskmaster. So what, man? It's a commitment to excellence. You know what I mean? We don't rebuild. Remember, Sonia? We don't rebuild for rebuilding affords no such luxury. Time and time again, we must retool for a commitment to excellence. Tony Bacatoon, it's all your fault, man. You're older.
No doubt. And look, when it comes to critical race theory, and I always say, what did they try to hide? This is what they're trying to hide, but they also, this shows and proves what they're trying to avoid. The type of divine love that we have for ourselves and each other and our upline, this is an open show of respect that a lot of us lost. And when we get that back, this is why I love, you know, and I love his tone of voice, man. I love his fire. This is why I love my nephew so much. It's because when the elders, such as me, and the youth, such as Claire, be able to come together with a mutual respect for each other, it's a wrap. There's nothing that the white power structure or any other structure that can do to tear that down. You understand? I mean, look at the divine love that we're showing now for one of our greatest that made a guest appearance on tonight's advancement at We Will Aware You. You get what I'm saying? I can go on and on. And look, I haven't forgot the question that you posed. Sonia, I have been doing for 37 years because one of the greatest spells that's ever been used is the spell of religion. You understand? And the crazy thing about it, even though it originated with us, when it was taken up out of our hands and the white structure, the white power structure, overtook the ancient teachings, you understand, of the Abrahamic faith, is when we lost it.
Yeah.
And that's why they got us doubting ourselves, don't believe in ourselves, don't have faith in ourselves, and we have faith in everything that looks other than us.
They basically wanted to make us docile and obedient, and that's what they did. Basically, that's what they did. They took our religion and turned it into something else. Our religion, if you look back on the things that our cultures were doing, it was all about empowering yourselves, bringing power to your nation, bringing power and strength and love. And they took it, and I don't even know what it is anymore. I just don't even know. From what I'm studying and comparing, it's ridiculous. I mean, they don't even want you to teach the kids that there's still sundown towns out here. There's
all
still
right,
out
now,
here.
All right.
They're still giving out the nigger hunting license.
Come on now. Cool hunting.
Picnic. They're still doing that. Yeah.
Picnic.
Man's best friends. Man's best friends. They're still using them to chase our boys that don't come home from school. They going out snatching our babies for their enjoyment. And it's terrible. And it's a real deep situation. Like, this... Man,
Listen, that's a fire.
I got too much in my brain.
One day, I'm going to say this out there to the whole internet world. And I don't care, Sonya. You know, we always have a spot for her if she ever wanted to come back. And it's been 5 long years. And you know your black behind should be back on WBNN. You need to be here like I told you 5 years ago.
I want to say something. Everybody's giving me all this, oh, you paved the way and this, that, and the other. I appreciate that. But really, that goes to Brother Ngozi because he was the one who empowered me with the belief that I could. Because I'm a pretty shy person until you get to know me. But he encouraged me. He structured me. I didn't know how to do that. You know, welcome, blah, 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 blah. I didn't know how to flow my talk like that. I had no idea, you know.
Hi, y'all. I'm Sonya Griffin. We talked about that. I said, how can we brand her?
I was like, why did I have to say my name twice? He was like, say it again. And I was like, hi, this is Sonya Griffin, and this is the Sonya Griffin Show. He was like, that's it. I was like, what?
That's it. You know, and I'm going to let Angie talk real quick because we're going to let everybody get on this line that wants to get on. We also have a person that's about to go into the Hall of Fame, and he was also a new host of the year, too. I want him to press one, and you know who you are. I'm not missing your name. Get on here, and you're missing your own name. But, you know, Angie, real quick, talk about your show, when your next show is on and all that, and we go to our next track.
So, of course, I was on last night. So my next show is November the 16th. And it is called Walking in Purpose with Angela.
All right. And Angela Thomas Smith is a bad, bad chick, man. And, you know, I'm going to put you guys back on ice, and I'm going to do something for the first time. Brother Honey Bakatoon, this is Brother Honey Bakatoon, and he gonna go to a brother that's bald, but he has more hair inside of his head than he has out. And his name is OSK with the next track, Among Me. And let's get it here. Keep on, baby.
What a night. And the night's still going. You know, legendary Sonya Griffin, don't go nowhere, but we got another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yo, I'm back on here.
Yep.
Hey, what's up, nephew? What's going on?
Hold up, man. Check this out, man. It's me back, man, from the Booze Brothers, man. Clever One in the building with bricks and sticks.
Hey, no, that's right.
Hey, check this out, man. I want to elaborate on something real quick. Because, first of all, this is what we're going to say, man. At the end of the day, right, there's a group of people on this earth that want to misguide the rest of the earth. What we have to understand is these people have been cursed, and they've been mixing bloodlines. So we can't recognize them, and we can't identify them anymore. There is no longer. You know what I'm saying? The enemies amongst us, they all work together. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, again, then we don't respect our own melanins, because we'll go places and calling people, and then we got a habit of calling people foreigners. These people have melanin. They're not highly foreigners. We foreigners, because they speak the language we're supposed to speak, and we speak the Scrabble language. How's that? Right? That's the first thing. The second thing is this. For all the people that's still stuck on why people were slaves and all that, what you have to understand is this. People been getting high off their own supply for thousands of years. People been gambling their mortgages and things away for thousands of years. People been fornicating and their wives with knives, been ruining their lives for thousands of years. And so check this out, right? Now, what y'all think was a prison system? Today we have a prison system. Check this out, people. Man. When you break the rules, that's in the commandments. Again, there's 613 of them. And if you only know 10 and you only practice 2, you're losing real hard. You know what I'm saying? So, boom, that's the first thing. So if, when you break the rules, you know what I mean, there's penalties. So what do y'all think the prison system is? Slavery. When you're a criminal, you become captivated. So there's your definition of it. Until you stop being a criminal, then you won't stop being slaves. Check your satellites.
All right. Well,
nephew always come correct.
He said it. Did he say it?
Oh, my God. Hey, look. The line is hot. So, look, we got another call in queue. State your name, where you calling from.
You gonna put me on after Clev One?
Yes, I'm going to put you on after Clev One. And before you start speaking, Sonia, this young man won your award in 2020. And in that year, right, Huni Bakatun, this man broke the host of this We Will Wear You show's record. He had 24 consecutive all-time connection records, going with 33 all-time connection records, going with 45 now in his illustrious history, which garnered him an election to the Internet Wonderment, the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Elect. Mr. Terrace Strength. Yeah, I said it.
All right.
Yeah. It's all about greatness.
It's an honor, Ms. Griffin. It's an honor.
Whoa.
It's an honor. You know, you were the inspiration.
It's an honor for me.
No. You're the honor. We hear your name. Anytime any award is given, we hear your name, or elections or considerations, we hear your name. So, you know, it's an honor. It's an honor to have you on here tonight. Huni, this is a great topic and a great show. And just the whole thing is an inspiration for me right now. Thank you, Brother O, for the intro. As you're going to bring me in behind Clev One. But anyway.
First of all, you know I love you, fam, and I'm so proud of you. And even though you don't need it for our story, but it's definitely good for them and their story, for you to be international recognized because of the work in which you put in, man. Everyone loves your spirit. Everyone loves your zeal. You understand? Everyone loves your passion for what you do. You get what I'm saying? And this documentation is a step in the right direction because it's well-deserved, man. I'm proud of you, okay?
I appreciate you. A great campaign manager, and like I always says, great role models, great examples on how to get it done. But again, it's an honor, Ms. Griffith. It's an honor to have you on here tonight. So I just wanted to come in and say those comments and support Hooney's show tonight. And that's pretty much all I have to say tonight.
All right. Wow. All right. Look, we got another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, Honey Bee Olasky. What you got for us? I'm telling you, oh, what a night. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, for We Will Aware You. And, yes, this is an advancement on critical race theory. And I also put in parentheses, what are they trying to hide? I also want to add, not only are they trying to hide something on one hand, they also want to make it obvious on the other hand, but this is one of the main things that they are most afraid of, is a show of unity. I also want to say, the soundtrack of our lives has been provided by the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame and Lifetime Achiever, producer Honey Bee Olasky. As we're looking at the iconic soul vocalist, Willie Hutch. You know, so welcome back. And the night is not over, y'all. I want people to really, really put their thinking caps on, and I'm going to definitely leave us with something to ponder on. But meanwhile, while we got one of the greatest amongst us, Sonia Griffin, you had posed a question earlier. I guess she was making a statement, is, you know, wondering, you know, how do we even start putting this piece of the puzzle together? Correct me if I'm wrong. When you look at us, some of us took the religious route. Some of us took time to get educated. Some of us have went into political offices and all kind of things like that. And the main thing is we have been a people that has been divided and conquered for such a long time. Okay? So in order for to put this piece of the puzzle together, that's one of the main reasons why I was tapped from the other side. And it's not just about me, but I got to share certain things when we're talking about critical race theory. Trust me, I was there from public school. on to college to get my master's degree. You're dealing with a master in this. Even though I lived it religiously as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew, that's part of my life, right? But I went into the synagogues to be able to study. That's why I ended up becoming a Rabboni. You understand? Some of the people who know me don't know me as Magic Man or Master Tom Magic Man Haru. They don't know me as that. They know me as Rabboni Barhuni. You understand? During the school of Mosesism, right? But the bottom line is it takes something very unique to be able to move in and out, especially when it comes to religion, that was meant to be a form of being able to free us so we'll be able to link back to a certain period of time. And listen close to what I'm about to say, where it speaks about a beginning, but not the beginning. Okay, that was the whole purpose of the coming of the Torah. That was the whole purpose of the Old and New Testament. That was the whole purpose of even El Quran, because we're speaking about, and especially when you deal with me, I speak about a lot of stuff that was pre-Earth, before the Adam and Eve experiment. You understand? But, you know, and I'm not saying this to be cocky like I know it all, but it takes someone well-versed and well-studied to be able to move in and out, to be able to go from synagogue to church to mosque and even on a street level or even a business level. You understand? Right. So I always say, you know, just check my resume. But anyway, you know, this living legend, I can't thank you enough for even blessing. We will away you tonight by your presence. And that's what I'm here for. And I also want to put live on the air, they tried their best, the evil ones amongst us, try to keep us from connecting, because if we had connected way back then with your beauty and your brilliance, you understand, and you being the feminine energy, and I always said this before, if you haven't heard me say it, I'm going to say it again tonight. With a man, you can only do for so much. But when you take the feminine species, right, being the goddess that y'all are, y'all able to take that form of energy, that form of knowledge that I did my best to convey over 37 years, you understand, and try to offer that to you, you could take that and multiply in ways that I as a male or any other man can do. That's one of the divine gifts that y'all have from Mother Nature and Father Time or the Heavenly Father and all these other exotic names that the Most High has been called.
I just thank you for having me on your show. I am so,
you're very welcome.
I mean,
I'm telling you, it's really, really an honor. You know, anything that you want to add on to, because I got something real special for you, because you surprised me tonight, and I'm going to do something live and on air for you. Don't you go nowhere. But anyway, how do you feel? Or what do you think is a step in the right direction for us as a people? Because we know that we have to take our lives back in our own hands. That's really, really what it's about, y'all. We have to stop and break that form of dependency that a lot of us openly, you understand, send our children to the education system. And how can we not continue this? It's almost like a... you ever seen a hamster that was on that wheel and keep running and running and running, but they're not getting nowhere?
Yeah.
This is where we have been for such a long time. We got to get off that
wheel,
y'all.
Yeah, we marching.
marching, singing, and dancing ain't going to get it, y'all. It just ain't going to get it no more. We done tried that. We done tried that for many, many years, and it's gotten us nowhere.
I mean, basically, I feel like we really are in an apocalypse right now, you know, the great reveal, you know, and it's a lot of stuff coming out they don't want to get out, because then we're going to learn the absolute truth. It's just going to kill a lot of people in the heart, okay, because the rabbit hole is really, really deep. And basically what we have to do is we have to teach our kids. Like, you got teenagers and stuff that are growing out in the world and everything, and they don't even know what a sundown town is. Places that you go and when it gets dark, you're not safe anymore. They think they're not safe in their own neighborhoods, you know, because we got, you know, people going around doing what they're doing. But we're talking about, you become a target. You're innocently driving through a neighborhood, and now you're getting ready to die
because you don't look like them. And these kids are innocent TikTokers and YouTubers and, you know, little butterfly heads. They just, you know, they just want to love, laugh, learn about nature and love each other, black, white, Chinese. They don't care. They just want to, you know, love each other. And they're not realizing. They're like, oh, that stuff happened a long time ago. Oh, they need to leave that alone. No, we can't leave it alone because it's going on right now. And if the schools won't teach it, we have to keep fighting to make them teach it. And we also have to teach our kids ourselves. You know, I hate that saying, you know, you want to hide something from a black person, put it in a book. We got the books. Go back to the Encyclopedia Britannica. Pull those suckers out. I mean, find the oldest books that you could possibly find about history and start teaching your kids, because they're not going to do it. We can't wait around for them to do it, but we can still push for them to do it. I mean, I just saw a thing about them taking out all the women and the black men out of Congress was trying to do some kind of bill, and they were taking out Frederick Douglass writings and all kinds of stuff. It's, I mean, Susan B. Anthony, they were taking her writings out, and the American Indians, they want to take out all their stuff. I mean, they're really trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do. They're not going to be able to do it. I mean, I've been studying and learning that, you know, I think they're about to become the minority, if they ain't already the minority. And the thing is, they don't understand that more of us are loving and kind. They always talk about black people being so violent and this and that. But who are our teachers? Who trained us to be that way? Could it be the person that hit us with a whip or took our children and fed them to alligators? I don't know. You know, I don't have a clue. Do you have a clue, Hootie?
Yes, I do.
Hey,
and you said it,
you know,
all.
Oh, but we're the
all.
Bad guys. They don't want the truth about them being so violent and evil to come out, because then their superiority will come down. They don't want their kids to feel like, oh, well, dang, you know, we ain't all that. We're just people, like everybody on the earth. Nobody's better than nobody. And the problem is they want everybody to think they're better, and they're not, and that we're lower. We're not. And I mean, it's like I said, it's a big rabbit hole, man. It's so much. You know, they don't want us to empower our children with the knowledge of the great queens and kings that they could become. And, you know, they say, well, you're not a queen or a king if you don't own any property. And we're walking around on our own property and don't even know it.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Look, I'm going to bring Hall of Fame four times up for some Ngozi time, and then I'm going to come back for some closure, okay? Hall of Fame four times, do us the honor, sir.
Well, first of all, I'm so glad to have Sonny Griffin on this network tonight. Well, what can we say? And, you know, I want all black people, you know, black women and black men to listen to this track. Then I'm going to come on with some Ngozi time.
My mind's at
one, Huni Bakatun.
Man, that's perfect. Absolutely perfect. That's like tonight's sound therapeutic selections that you played is also perfect, as it always is.
Wow. Man, ain't nothing like Willie. Ain't nothing like Willie Hutch, man. Willie Hutch is a unsung hero, Sonya Griffin. You know, the man that put together the Foxy Brown soundtrack. I choose you.
I didn't even know his name.
Yeah, Willie Hutch. Willie Hutch. That boy is a bad man. You know what I mean? William McKinley Hutchinson. Remember his name. I'm going to take a real quick caller, and that's a caller for 3 minutes and go into Ngozi time. This person is a person that supports us on a constant basis, and she's a COO of Phantom Music. Her name is Tiana Speaks.
Hello, everybody. Hi. How are you? Hi, Huni, and hello, Sonya.
Hi. How are you?
First, I'm great. I just want to say it's amazing to hear your voice. I hear your name throughout every, you know, when you're mentioning the words. And Brother O and I have spoken, you know, about you as well. So it's amazing when I heard you come on. I said, oh, wow, that's amazing. I just want to say a few things to, you know, about the show. I want to say that there's a lot of leaders that disturb a piece of others because they're at war with themselves. And, you know, one of the symptoms of COVID is no taste. I think that COVID has been around a long time because people who choose these leaders possibly have no taste. You know, yeah,
go ahead, girl.
Do a lot better. And like Reverend for him, for I'm sorry, I have to bring that up, who would not pray for a member of this radio show the other day. If he's leading a congregation, imagine what he's feeding people, and these people are being led by an individual who cannot put his pride and ego aside to pray for an individual who is in need for prayer. This is a lot. So a lot of that, you know, has, you know, because that right there has to change first before anything, you know, our leaders. And, you know, mm-hmm. we think about what part does individual bigotry play besides systemic, you know, racism in America?
Wow.
Because these individuals
yep.
are the people who are in power. So they're people
that
are standing behind closed doors. So I don't want to take up too much time, but I wanted to say that because I'm just saying people like that are leading the people. So if once the people who are leading the people get better, then the people will get better.
Wow. You heard Tiana Speaks tonight. And, you know, and listen, you know what I mean? Lord have mercy, and that's that. How about that one, Reverend Forham? Anyway, and if he wanted to know the inside joke, ain't a joke because he shouldn't be leading no flocks. Sonya Griffin, I want to thank you so much for being part of this outstanding dynasty, being part of historic record, and being a live participant on this show tonight. It does my heart warm and good to let everyone know that there is an archive. If you don't know it, you don't believe it, that's on you. No one cares because I'm going to still do my thing. And, you know, to see all of this accolade, and I know you're very, very a person that, you know, very shy. And we love that about you. But, however, you are the only person in the history of this network, again, and I'll say it again, to win New Host of the Year and Host of the Year. And there was no Anna Waddell Award or Sonya Griffin Award for that matter at that time, right? It was just Lydia New Host of the Year, right?
Yeah.
You know, Host of the Year.
Yeah.
The passing of Anna Waddell changed the damn, you know, the demographic of, you know, just, you know, us being able to honor her. Every time a host yeah. breaks the championship, you know about the great Darlene Lawrence. I taught you told you about her.
Yeah.
And every time we break a record, it is named the Darlene Lawrence Championship. All three of our awards are, you know, named up the three outstanding women. And I'm so proud of that. Because without the women, there is no life. And for you to just be a part, you know, I always call you and the great Ricky R. Jones enigmas, right? You guys come on and, you know, but I don't believe you're going to be an enigma. I told you, there is a spot for you. If you ever want to come back to this network, there is a spot for you. Because... And then, you know what's crazy? You know if she comes back, it's retroactive, right? So she breaks another record to be her eighth all time. So she never lost. You know what I mean? But that just shows you how great she is. She can come into this network, Huni Bakatun, and continue a streak. Well, you talk about that real quick. That's crazy, right? This woman can come back on this network and have another streak after 5 years.
Man.
That's how great Sonya Griffin is.
Yeah, divinely gifted.
So,
yeah.
So Sonya, you make sure that you, yeah. you know, get in contact with me because we need to have a little talk. But first of all, I want to thank you for, you know, being a part of this network and being a loving and devout person, standing on principles, you know, and, you know, and you know I know that. And I have the utmost respect for you. And also, I'm telling you, I'm calling you out right now. We have something that you never, you know, you were a part of in 2018. You came on for the first ever On the Honors. Remember that? You came on and did your thing. And I want you to be part of the fifth. Ain't that crazy how time sprung? The fifth annual Honors at ONE on December 6th. I'd like you to be part, because Mr. Chinchilla, Jay, our doctor, you know, won it last year, your Sonya Griffin Award. Mm-hmm. And she thought she really is very, very proud of that. And I love our commissioner. And for you and Chinchilla to be able to honor, you know, right now, you know, not, you know, unofficially, but, you know, Club One is the Linear New Host of the Year this year, the Sonya Griffin Award winner. It will be announced on November the 1st. This man, ready for this, Sonya, has come on this network, and he's only two behind you. He's had five consecutive all-time connection records. And he won't hit seven before all the honors, but he has a chance to hit six, tying Queenie Bakatoon's daughter, Austin Batoon Ray, who's the only person other than you to hit six. So there's only two people that have hit six in this network. That's Austin Batoon Ray and Sonya Griffin. But Sonya Griffin has seven. She's all time. So I want to thank you for being a part of this outstanding show tonight. You really done my heart glad to show the relevance of our legacy and archive. You know, that, you know, to the new hosts that don't know, now you know. Man, we were here before Sonya. We were here before Queenie Bakatoon. Am I correct? We were doing radio shows since 2013. You know, the great Antonia Bass will tell you that. She's still here, almost 10 years. Stop playing with me. You know what I mean? All you out there that think that you know, you don't know, because I'm great on purpose. I'm Lord Sire. But other than that, before I go into that, Sonya, your last, you know, I really thank you for being a part of this show tonight. You know, you just don't understand, you know, the significance of our historical record and you being here. And I love you, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ditto.
And now in Gozy time. Well, you know, all the fanfare and loving on the network. Guess what? We have a BevNet Classic tomorrow night. And that BevNet Classic, to all the people that's listening, you better be on tomorrow night. You hear me? All of the tens of millions of people that are, you know, that grace our network, you better be on tonight. All of our hosts are listening right now, you better be on tomorrow night. We're going to have, hey, Hooney, you ready for who's going to be on tomorrow night?
Yeah, of course.
It will be the legendary Darlene Lawrence tomorrow night. May she rest in peace. Tomorrow night will be Righteous Consciousness, the BevNet Classic, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time, right here on the storied, the dynasty, the one and only WBNN, which, if you don't know, all you folks out there that's a Johnny Come, you know, earlies, it stands for Beverly Nation Network. To all the folks that hated on me and thought that I'll never get Beverly Nation Network back, you can kiss my whole entire black ass. WBNN has advertising too in Ghosty Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter at Ngozi _ time. Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful programming tonight? Olay, Dele. That goes with mine@gmail.com. And I am the mentor, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay with Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now to the accolade. And now back to the man, the myth, and the legend. The two-time WBNN Host of the Year, the Anna Waddell Award winner for excellence. 2020 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting in Shawnee. And my twin for this year, the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Lifetime Achiever Elect, the one and only, Huni Bakhtun. Say his name.
Wow. First of all, tonight's show is definitely one for my book, my personal book of life. I can't thank you enough. And like I say, to do you some justice, Sonya Griffin, you know what I got to say to you? I got a question to ask you. Can you hear me?
What? Yeah.
Don't you remember you told me you loved me, baby? You said you'll be coming back this way again, babe. But baby, 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 oh, baby, I love you. Man, I can't thank you enough for everything. I can't thank you enough for being beautiful and brilliant, and you're definitely a divine daughter of the Most High. Now, let me end this critical race theory. I wrote something a long time ago, and I'm going to end it this way. Originally, it was called Mentally Disturbed, because I was mentally disturbed when I was walking through the streets of Nam. But now it's been remixed, okay? What they're afraid of, and that's what I put in parentheses with the critical race theory, what they're afraid of, that we are not the minority and have the authority to achieve, if we believe, to captivate the majority of those who want to participate and won't hesitate to dismantle all evildoers. They know they don't stand a snowball chance in hell. I'm talking about the white power structure. That's why they got to keep state of fear in a state of ignorance. They know that they're not the minority of this planet and never, ever have been. They know they're not the beginning of the so-called beginning of Genesis or any other thing like that. They know they're the last ones to ever incarnate on this planet. But they had to infiltrate, like you said, take what was once ours that wasn't a religion, but it's how we lived. It's how we thought with the masters that was born and bred amongst us, right? Everywhere they ever go on this planet, they see us. That's what they're afraid of. But the unique thing about us, those of us that have soul, we are some of the most loving and forgiving people. And it's time to do away with that old worn out excuse. And what people say, all people are the same. No, we're not. The same way that you got evil ones amongst the white power structure, we got evil ones that have incarnated, like I have said many times before, those soulless bastards that we have been at war with before we incarnated here. And I said it many times before, when my time is up, it ain't over. You're going to have to pay for that. All of you. All of you are going to have to pay for that. You can believe in that judgment day all that you want to. Beings like myself is going to make you pay for the rest of eternity. Trust me. As always, I give thanks to all in all, who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. And on that note, I will be back 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.